This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Eliminate bags under your eyes in minutes with Instantly Ageless from GCNLife.com.
One of the good parts about Trump was he was an outsider, never been in government. But because he didn't understand government, hadn't been studying it, he got overrun, he got blocked in many cases, but he still has the executive power that he used on the economy and other areas to stop this and to address the American people from the Resolute desk. And I agree, he should use the EAS system to direct people to his address. That's what it's set up for. And America, if it wasn't in a crisis this big, I'd say don't do it. But the globalists are in control. They're already using the EAS system. Ivan Raiklin, in closing, other points you'd like to make about the situation and what else we can do to try to stop this foreign takeover?
Yes, I don't know. Maybe hashtag own the airwaves. But in that regard, other than talking about the foreign threat, as I mentioned in that spreadsheet, he needs to incorporate everything that's been put out from all the states' hearings, all the I think Peter Navarro just updated his immaculate deception. That needs to be put out for the country writ large. I mean, you and I know about the immaculate deception, all the fraud that's been going on. But I would say 60, if not more, percent of the country does not know that the fraud exists because it's been ignored by your mainstream media, and it's been censored on big tech. So he needs to use that day by day at 9 p.m. for an hour, bringing in his entire staff. Rudy Giuliani can come in and say, you know what? These are all the legal actions that are occurring with the fraud in each one of these states. And because the Supreme Court will not hear us, we're going to make the case to America of all of the different fraud that's going on and then weave it into all of the foreign influence and interference that created this entire just mess and fiasco. And then the last thing I'll say is advice to Vice President Pence. With the two cases that have been filed over the last week against you, and I guess that there's going to be more, but my recommendation to Vice President Pence is in his response to these lawsuits, he needs to say, you know what, Louis Gohmert, I agree with your analysis. You need to enjoin me from accepting these electoral slates on January 6th. And that would be essentially responding to his lawsuit. And the judge will look at one side and say, oh, Louis Gohmert is arguing this along with Kelly Ward and then the rest of the states. And the vice president agrees with it. The judge really has no option other than to say, absolutely, I'm going to go ahead and enjoin the vice president from accepting these electoral slates. And what happens next? The left then appeals it. It goes to the Court of Appeals. Then it goes from there. Whoever loses ends up appealing it to the Supreme Court. And I think at that point, when it appears as though Vice President Pence is mandated to reject, based on a court ruling, the electoral slates from these six fraudulent states that also violated the Constitution and multiple components of it, Article 2 as well as the 12th Amendment, he's going to be forced to reject it, saying, I can't accept these. And then the Supreme Court, I think, may at that point in time get involved. But for them to do it over the course of the next 8 days, highly unlikely. And so if that district judge over the next couple days takes the case and Pence does what I recommend, he's going to be bound by the court, by the law, to reject those six slates.
In closing, what else could the president do? I mean, he needs to not just give a speech here, a speech there. He needs to start addressing the public from the Resolute desk now and mobilize the public to come to the January 6th rally that he's reportedly a little bird.
Absolutely. So there's the executive approach and then the legislative approach that I talk about in that four-page memo. And in order for us to facilitate and assist the United States Congress to make the proper constitutional decision, it's going to be quite influential for 2 million of us minimum to arrive in Washington, D.C. and be right outside of the congressional halls as they cast their votes, whether or not to accept those legislative slates. I'll say one last thing. Go to my Twitter, DM me. If you want to come to D.C., just can't afford it, I'm going to go ahead and open up my backyard for if anybody wants to come out and with a tent and some sleeping bags, and I'm probably going to open it up for another 10 people. If you guys are okay with that, I'd be more than happy.
Yeah, that's key. We need patriots to go online, invite their family, invite people into your homes. This is a total mobilization for America. We need 10 million.
The hotels are going to be closed.
Oh, that's right. The hotels are saying they're closing to keep us out, aren't they?
Yep, so everybody invite as many people as you can. I've already committed to 13 people.
That's right. They're trying to keep us out. I forgot about that. Wow. We'll be right back. God bless you. We'll talk to you soon, Ivan.
Hey, Alex. How you doing, man?
Is this the guy that called in about Living Defense?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. I've been trying to get a hold of you since Monday when I heard you got that fresh shipment of Living Defense in from Utah. I said, man, I got to get on that show and give him an update. I said, if I ever get a chance to be on Alex Jones' show, I'm going to tell the world about Living Defense and what it did for me personally. Now, look, I'm 64 years old, going on 20, thanks to this InfoWars store products. And by the way, I bought $800 worth the other night, so I'm doing what I can, brother. So what my contention is, why don't we start this new year off right with everybody getting a couple bottles of Living Defense. Now, you got to follow that up with the Micros VX. I learned that.
So it's like God working is so amazing. We didn't know. We didn't screen your call. We had no idea. And I go to you a year later, and you're here telling people about Living Defense, Living Defense, Living Defense, Living Defense.
Take you live to the Central Texas Command Center and the heart of the resistance. You're listening to Alex Jones.
We've watched the left burn down apartment buildings and police stations and shoot innocent people in the head on the side of the road. And we've watched the media tell us that it's mostly peaceful demonstrations. And then we saw Kyle Rittenhouse, who's become a symbol of good people defending themselves, out there trying to be a medic, trying to help people in Kenosha, Wisconsin, being chased down by thugs with guns and defending himself and now having the book thrown at him. And now when he tries to raise money, they go and take away the merchant accounts. They go after the bank accounts. I've gone through this as well. This is the true persecution. And the left also goes after his lawyer. The left goes after Trump's lawyers. The left goes after my lawyers and says, you don't even have a right to representation when they try to put you in jail or they sue you. So we're joined by John Pierce, Rittenhouse's great lawyer that's done a wonderful job, FreeKyleUSA.com, and Wendy Rittenhouse, his mother. They've added a seventh charge against Kyle. We've got a lot of breaking news, but we are all Kyle Rittenhouse, ladies and gentlemen, because they put the George Soros DEAs or DAs in, and put in the state attorney generals all over the country. There is a reign of terror against even 85-year-old women that shoot people with weapons in their own homes in some leftist areas. I mean, this is just like the UK now, where if someone steals your RV, you're not allowed to have it back because it's, quote, their culture to do it. If they're a pikey or an Irish gypsy. This is so out of control. This is the system protecting criminals. So I'll stop ranting and introduce John Pierce here and Wendy Rittenhouse. And John, you can probably introduce this and bring Wendy in, but I watched the interview yesterday on the War Room. I appreciate you joining us. And I want to talk about the latest developments, but also what it's like for this mother to watch her son go through this. But I know she's proud of him. We're all proud of him. So thanks for joining us.
Thank you.
Thank you so much for having us, Alex. And, I couldn't have said some of those things better than you did yourself. It's really unbelievable what's happening in the country. Generally, it's unbelievable what has happened to Kyle. As you mentioned, after 4 months, apparently they decided just the other day, the prosecutors, to add a seventh charge for violating curfew. I'd be interested to see how many other, folks, had been charged with violating curfew over the last, 8 months as city, American city after American city has been burned down. Where are the charges for those who attempted to murder Kyle Rittenhouse? Where are the charges for those, who committed arson in city after city after city? Where are the charges against the mayors and the governors who have blatantly failed to perform their most fundamental, governmental duty of providing a basic degree of law and order? This has got to be the most important case in the history of self-defense in the Anglo-American legal system. Perhaps the Boston Massacre comes close. And we are fighting this till the very end, Alex, and we will win. It doesn't matter how many death threats they throw our way. It doesn't matter how much character assassination we face. We are going to win.
And what's incredible is it's mobs of convicted pedophiles and wife beaters and armed robbers. And if you start looking at the backgrounds of a bunch of these people, this was a mob of really nasty, dangerous people chasing him down, shooting at him, we now know. But I guess all that's okay. Wow. I want to talk to Kyle's mom here. I mean, it's surreal being a parent and imagining my son in that position. But, Wendy, what's first and foremost for you that you want to relay to a couple million viewers right now?
I want to thank them for all the support they've been giving to my family and even the people overseas. Kyle got mail from them, and I want to thank them also. And if it wasn't from them, I wouldn't know what to do.
And we need their help. We need more help, Alex. We need everyone to go to FreeKyleUSA.com. Kyle was subjected to an outrageous, excessive, unconstitutional $2 million cash bail amount. We raised those $2 million. We put the cash on the barrelhead. We got him free. We set him free. He's with his family, but we need a lot more resources. This is going to be a long, hard fight. Every American, every Democrat, Republican, Independent should care about this because they're coming after Kyle Rittenhouse now, and they're going to come after you next.
Let's be clear about that. They pick people like Rittenhouse, like Stone, like Jones, like Trump, because I've experienced it. I'm not being a victim here. It's just true. And then we become like a standard, like the flag that they want to get. And then they throw everything they've got at you, the harassment, the lawsuits, the lies. And again, just describe what it's like, Mrs. Rittenhouse, like what you've gone through, what you witnessed. Has this been a new experience for you to really find out what the left's really like?
Yeah. I mean, the left is disgusting, unreal, and you have to be a criminal for them to put you on a pedestal. My son, he's a caring young man, and they utilize him, then he's a monster, a killer, a murderer. You know, it's just pawn. I'm just so disgusted with it. You know, they need to be stopped.
I wonder, I mean, obviously they're going to twist anything Kyle says, but I wonder why we haven't really seen any video messages from your son yet.
Yeah, so Alex, you know, we need to be obviously very careful about, statements, from Kyle in light of the current criminal proceedings. We have amazing, very experienced criminal defense attorneys, lawyers in Wisconsin, from Kenosha and Racine, and we are focused like a laser beam on the on getting Kyle acquitted. I will say though that this goes much deeper than Kyle. There are some really really dangerous things happening in this country. Kyle's obviously become, like you said, a target and a symbol for the left. And, we need to save the Second Amendment. We need to save the right to self-defense, and that's going to come through acquitting Kyle. But, you know, Kyle and Wendy care deeply about this country. The whole that whole family cares deeply about this country. And so this is very important for every American.
Well, that was
very
my next important. Question for Wendy, because obviously your son's out there cleaning up graffiti. He's out being a medic. He sees the police standing down, days of burning. He goes there. They viciously attack him for no reason. They try to kill him. He defends himself. He kindly only blows the guy's arm off instead of actually shooting him in the chest. And, I mean, all of this is going on. How did you raise such a good man? And tell us about your son and why he went out there.
He went out there to help. He saw Kenosha burning down. Law enforcement had to stand by because the governor and the mayor of Kenosha didn't do nothing about it. President Trump offered the National Guard. They shot it down. They only had a couple of National Guard. And Kyle, his sister, Dominic Black, and a couple other kids went out there to clean. I couldn't be prouder of my children. To clean up the city and everything. And I'm proud of Kyle. And he's a wonderful young man. I'm proud to say he's my son. And I love my son. I love my daughters. I'm going to be prouder of him.
Well, we are all Kyle Rittenhouse now because he's a good person with a good record who went out there with a fire extinguisher and who was trying to put out garbage. I mean, the video shows this, talking to your lawyer, John Pierce. I mean, John, he's on video trying to put out a dumpster fire, and they're burning up cars, and then a convicted pedophile attacks him. I mean, that's what happened here.
Yeah, Alex, if this is not self-defense for Kyle Rittenhouse, there is no right to self-defense. This is a watershed moment in American history. You know, the right of self-defense, as you well know, is the most sacred, foundational, basic individual liberty we have. It's obviously enshrined in the Second Amendment to the Constitution, but it does not come from a piece of paper. It does not come from our government. It does not come from mayors, governors, presidents. It comes from God. And it cannot and will not be taken away from any prosecutors in Kenosha.
That's right. This is a total Soros agenda. We're going to come back in a few minutes, go right back to you to break down more and talk about the support you guys, FreeKyleUSA.com. We are all Kyle Rittenhouse, and if you're a TV viewer, you're seeing it. The slow-motion footage of them chasing him with guns drawn and him defending himself. If that isn't self-defense, there is no self-defense.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from 6 different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Extendivite 7-herb formulation is approved to help maintain cardiovascular health and help lower blood lipid levels in adults. Extendivite is made from hawthorn, garlic, valerian, cayenne, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, and milk thistle. The herbs in Extendivite have been chosen for their ability to help with overall health. Many people have reported improved energy and stamina in just a few months. If you think you could feel just a little bit better, then Extendivite may just be for you. Extendivite is an all-natural supplement. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
I've got a tiger by the tail, it's plain to see. I won't be much when you get through with me. I'm losing weight and I'm turning mighty pale.
All right, we've got Kyle Rittenhouse's amazing mother and her lawyer on with us. And, you know, this is a nightmare situation. My son, 6 months ago, was in a convenience store like 10 o'clock at night. He's 18 now. He wasn't 18 yet. And a literal crackhead crazy person came in. We've shown the surveillance footage, sort of attacking everybody, hitting everybody. So my son punched him pretty hard a couple times, knocked him down. The guy ran out. The cops showed up. And the guy said, I'm with Black Lives Matter. I'm protesting. So the cops let the guy that was attacking everybody go. And it's very, very sad. And so that's really what we've reached here with Soros taking over thousands of different DAs and sheriffs and you know, former weathermen of children in San Francisco. And so I could ask a lot of questions here, John Pierce, and again, with the legal team for Kyle Rittenhouse at CaliKidJMP on Twitter, website FreeKyleUSA.com. But for you and Wendy Rittenhouse, what else do you want to talk about? What else do you want the public to know, Wendy, about what's really happening here and where this is going?
You know, we need the donations and stuff like that because we paid the $2 million bail for him. Wasn't easy. And now we're starting off scratch. FreeKyleUSA.com, new website and everything like that. We're selling merchandise. From t-shirts, the mugs, I know I'm going to say it, bikinis, yes, and a lot of people are disgusted by it, but you know what, I don't care, I'm raising this money for my son's legal defense, the security, because we have threats against our lives.
Well, you should be proud of yourself. Of course the left's trying to stop you from fundraising. That's the reason people should absolutely give. They're monsters. Black Lives Matter has gotten $10.6 billion this year so far, and almost no one running it is even black. So let's talk about that. How is Kyle doing? How was it in jail? And what are his spirits like, Mrs. Rittenhouse?
He's with me right now. He's in good spirit. You know, we're trying to get back what we lost those 87 days. You know, every day I was praying to God that he would be coming home. He came home November 20th, you know, one of the best days of my life. You know, I couldn't be, I didn't want to leave him. You know, when I saw him, all I did was hug him, knock his hat off, of course. And, you know, he's doing wonderful. You know, he's reading, he's going through the videos of that night. You know, I couldn't be prouder of him. You know, he's a strong kid. I raised a strong young man.
And, you know, Alex, I'd like to touch on the Black Lives Matter theme that you mentioned, you know, the connections with folks like George Soros, because this is a real issue. And I'm not sure if your viewers know this, but the district attorney in Kenosha, Wisconsin, Michael Gravely, was in a 6-week extremely friendly personal texting relationship with one of the main Black Lives Matter agitators in Kenosha. This texting relationship, which included breakfast dates and all manner of coordination, occurred from the time span before, during, and after Kenosha was burning down, and included, you know, references by the Black Lives Matter activists, you know, that the city, you know, was going to be burning and people were going to be coming in and things were not going to be good. And so, you know, lo and behold, you know, the rioters isolated their target. They tried to kill him. They didn't count on him defending himself as effectively and with as much restraint as he did. And so, you know, now they have their, you know, sacrificial lamb that they're going to try to go after.
It's well, that's right. Really, think about what the left's saying. We're going to organize. We're going to come to cities, randomly burn things down. We're going to attack and kill people, and the police are going to stand down. And if you defend yourself, you're a criminal. We're going to throw the book at you. This is terrorism. This is them sending the message. Have you seen the videos where people come and are trying to attack a guy's house? And he goes, look, I have a Biden sign in my yard, and they still keep attacking. I mean, the left is trying to conjure a giant mob of criminals. And most of these folks aren't even black. They're doing it in the name of black people. So a bunch of convicted pedophiles and rapists literally can run around burning. This is just so sick.
Yes, it absolutely is. And this is a, as you're pointing out very effectively right now, in a way that not too many people have, this is a concerted effort. This is a plan. You know, I think about the viciousness of some of these folks. You know, I was in downtown Kenosha shortly after this happened. There are houses, multi-floor houses and apartments on that street, Sheridan Avenue, that had children in the top floors. They had disabled people on the top floors. And those houses, you know, felt the need to spray paint on the outside of the houses that there were children and disabled people on the top floor. Please don't burn the house down, because those people will be burned alive. And you think that, you know, that had any impact or stop these folks?
Oh, it's hard for me to watch, not just there, but the videos out of Oregon and Seattle, where they march into middle-class neighborhoods and say, we're going to burn your house down. You see little kids looking out the window. I mean, this is so villainous.
Yeah, it absolutely is. And I'll tell you, it's got to stop. It's got to stop now, and it's going to stop. And I will say that, you know, we saw you out there, you know, watching in one of those recent rallies in D.C., and God bless you for it. And, you know, if by chance this pretender Joe Biden gets inaugurated, you know, in a few weeks, I think one of the positive things that's going to come out of it is their tactics have been exposed. There is going to be a rage and an energy, which I know you have tapped into, and you're a real leader on that front. But I tell you what, regular Americans are slow to anger. But when that arsenal democracy gets fired up, it's not good for the other
side. You use the perfect word. He's a pretender. And the whole media saying he's the president-elect, despite the evidence, is a giant psyop against us all. It's just insane. It's like everything they do, it's just total lies.
Yeah, that's right. And you know, again, as you know and as you talked about, there has been a long march through the institutions over the past few decades. It's very similar to the Maoist revolution in China and the Chinese Communist Party. Their tactics are very clear. They attempt to destroy everything sacred in a society. They tear down statues. They try to destroy history. They try to destroy our faith in God. And they try to capture the key cultural elite institutions, such as the media, such as academia, such as, you know, the financial institutions, and today, such as big tech. And they've been pretty successful on that front. But I'll tell you, Americans are waking up now, and we're going to fight back. And it's not going to be pretty for those who are attempting to take our freedom.
Well, all I can say is amen to that. We got one more segment with you guys coming up. But I know what it's like, not at the level of your son, Wendy. But we have the Democratic Party finance over 50 lawsuits against us. We've knocked out 44 of them. But the group that sued Remington out of existence, that's run by Senator Blumenthal's son, they say, we're going to take you out. That's our job. And they sue you in jurisdictions where they have these Soros people. But I'm just facing, you know, their giant lawsuits. Your son's facing life in prison for defending himself from a mob of scum. So we are definitely all Kyle Rittenhouse. People need to go to the website, FreeKyleUSA.com, and support this family. It takes money to win wars, and we need to defend our sacred right to self-defense. I'm Alex Jones. We'll be back on the other side. InfoWars.com, tomorrow's news today.
The year 2021 is almost here, and so we're launching our New Year's specials right now. We've got two different big sales. We've got Super Male Vitality, Turbo Force, and Ultra 12, part of the New Year's Resolution Energize Pack. 40% off. And we've got Bodies, Vaso Beats, and Knockout, part of the New Year's Resolution Revitalize Pack at 40% off. But if you get both of these packs together, they are 60% off with free shipping and double Patriot points. The best deal ever. I want to thank you all for your support and encourage you to go to InfoWarsStore.com today and take advantage of this. And you can't lose because it funds the InfoWar. Again, get the great products at InfoWarsStore.com and fund the second American Revolution worldwide at a time that is more critical than ever. Again, the year 2021 is here, and I am committed to you to fight against the globalists harder than ever. So thank you so much for keeping InfoWars in the fight. Without your support, we couldn't do any of it.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Poundy Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit ShopSuperTea.com. That's Shop, S-H-O-P, Super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is ShopSuperTea.com or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's ShopSuperTea.com at 818-984-6100.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
You hear the headlines. You know health insurance is a real mess right now. Premiums have skyrocketed, and in most cases, you're stuck with your plan until open enrollment. But there's a government rule that allows you to qualify for lower health insurance rates if your life has changed. That means if you've changed jobs, if you're having a child, if you're getting married, if you're getting divorced, even if you run a small business or you're self-employed, this law may qualify you to get lower health insurance rates. Call the Health Insurance Hotline today. Learn how this 10-minute call can help you get lower health insurance rates. This is a free service to help consumers learn the laws to help them qualify for lower health insurance rates. So call right now to learn more. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. Call 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946.
You are listening to an InfoWars.com frontline report. If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance. Coming to you live from the InfoWars.com studios in the recaptured state of Texas, it's Alex Jones.
That's right. With Trump, we only took back America for a time. This is a fight, a long-term war. And the commies and the globalists are making their move. But in the end, they must be defeated, and they will be. They've only awakened the sleeping giant. Famous jurisprudence expert James Monroe said, "The right of self-defense never ceases. It is among the most sacred and alike necessary to nations and to individuals." Kyle Rittenhouse's lawyer and his mother
are here, John Pierce and Wendy Rittenhouse, FreeKyleUSA.com. What about this curveball? And you're the lawyer. You can probably answer this question better than I can. But can the president pardon Rittenhouse before he's convicted? And obviously, he didn't do anything wrong. The law's on his side. It's going to be a big fight. They're being political. They're not dropping it. But just hypothetically, could President Trump preemptively pardon Kyle Rittenhouse?
So Alex, the president's pardon authority is under the Constitution, only extend to charges under federal law. These are charges under state law in Wisconsin. So we are going to need to take this fight, to the front lines in Wisconsin. We're gonna fight there, and we're gonna look. The charges should be dropped immediately. The fact that we're even talking about this is outrageous. Everybody in the world who is reasonable, who has seen these videos, knows that he acted in perfect, pure self-defense. So these charges should be dropped. If it goes to trial, we are going to fight and we're going to win and we're going to reinvigorate the Second Amendment and the right of self-defense. But that's what we got to do in this case. And so that's why it is so important. And thank you for giving us the opportunity to be on here. It's so important that we get help from folks at FreeKyleUSA.com.
Other points that need to be made. What has the response been like, Wendy, overall, by neighbors, by his peers? What was it like for him in jail? People really, admire him for, the great job he did that night trying to put out fires and trying to clean and trying to help people that were hurt. And he had a lot of restraint. A lot of folks might have ended up, in the heat of battle. A lot of cops would have probably shot somebody innocent, just in the whole melee. But he just really acted with a lot of control and precision. And so we say he didn't just do anything wrong. He went out there and tried to stop a bunch of criminals, in my view. So I do think what he did is heroic. In a time when the police aren't allowed to do their job and the politicians are openly evil, I mean, I think that what he did is a heroic act. But just separately, what are other points you'd like to make about the response you've gotten, about what this experience has been like?
The experience is so overwhelming. He's my 17-year-old son, And when I read the comments and people tell me he's a hero, and he didn't do nothing wrong. A lot of them said he's self-defense. And everybody that wrote me through emails, through Twitter, with the wonderful comments that they said about my son, he's my son, I could be proud of him, And I do read the negative comments. They need to watch the videos over and over again. 11 minutes of truth. They need to go on the website and watch it.
And picking up off of that just a little bit, Alex, think about the restraint that this 17-year-old kid showed in a war zone. I mean, you've seen these videos. It looked like Mogadishu. And Kyle, the only individuals that Kyle had no choice but to shoot were those who were attempting to kill him. I've had the good fortune. I was in the Army for a few years, just shooting at plywood targets with an M1 tank. But I've had the good fortune to, get to know some really elite, former special operations folks, some of whom helped us with the extraction trial on November 20th. And I got to tell you, to a person, these guys can't believe it. They can't believe the restraint that he showed, the situational awareness he showed. There were individuals who were right around him who probably could have been considered, a real threat. And Kyle was very, very restrained. As soon as the events, unfolded, he immediately turned around and calmly started walking toward the police line, attempted to turn himself in. And the police didn't even view him as a threat and told him to go home. So this is quite the kid. This is quite the 17-year-old kid.
Well, I don't want to compare Kyle to Obi-Wan Kenobi, but in the famous Episode 4 first Star Wars bar scene, when the guy pulls the gun on Luke Skywalker and Obi-Wan Kenobi doesn't kill him, just cuts his arm off, was very Obi-Wan Kenobi in the video, because the guy's raising the gun, saying, screaming, I'm going to effing kill you, already shot at him once, aiming the gun at him. And then he shoots him right in the arm to make him stop. I mean, that is very Obi-Wan Kenobi-esque, what Kyle did. It's just amazing.
that individual actually had a live stream going, and you know, as Kyle was running down the street, desperately trying to retreat from the police line, this individual asked, you know, Kyle, what are you doing? Where are you going? Kyle said, and everybody in the world has seen this, I'm going to the police. And despite that, this vicious mob relentlessly attempted to hunt him down and to kill him. Almost succeeded, and thank God, Kyle was about a half second quicker. And that's why he's alive today. He did nothing wrong. He did what any law-abiding American citizen would have done and should have done in those circumstances. And we're gonna fight this to the very end, and we're gonna win.
It just shows the arrogance of the left, though, that he has all the evidence that he was doing a great job helping the community, and then they attack him. He defends himself, very measured, and then they're still trying to put him in prison. I know he's going to beat all this thanks to prayer and support, but you know they're trying to railroad him, obviously. How many years in prison is he facing under these seven charges? And in closing, sir, please tell us about the new charge they've added.
Yeah, he could go to, well, if he were convicted, he would go to jail for the rest of his life. Obviously, we're not going to let that happen. But they're trying to throw the book at him. They're trying to shut him up and send him to jail forever. They're trying to put the fear of God into every other American who might actually stand up and defend our soil, our cities, you know, from this kind of conduct. So the additional charge that has been added, and I mean, look, I can believe anything at this point almost in this case. But I saw this last night, and I can hardly believe it. So after 4 months, they have somehow decided that, you know, six, you know, homicide related type charges against Kyle were not enough. So they would tack on a seventh charge for violation of the curfew. Now, you've seen those videos, Alex. You think there were other people violating curfew?
Well, you had the left saying, go out and do this. And so they're the ones, they're the politicians pushing it. They're the Soros people that overthrew Ukraine and everything else. Simply amazing. All right, guys, please join us again as updates come in. Our audience really appreciates you. They appreciate Kyle. As soon as Kyle can speak, hopefully he'll come on. We're not running away from Kyle like some of the folks where he was, you know, wearing that T-shirt and then that coffee company, you know, ran from Kyle. But I get why they did. If you support Kyle, you get kicked off Twitter. You get demonetized. But at the end of the day, we're going to lose everything we've got if we don't start standing with President Trump, standing with Kyle Rittenhouse, standing with InfoWars. So we got 30 seconds left for both of you. Wendy, thank you so much. Closing comment.
Thank you. I want to thank everybody out there supporting my son. I want to thank President Trump for being an awesome president. And we have to have him back in office. You know, love that guy to death.
FreeKyleUSA.com. We need everybody's help. Please help.
All right. Thank you. Thank you, John. Thank you, Wendy. God bless you. And God bless Kyle Rittenhouse. Kyle Rittenhouse didn't just do nothing wrong. He did a great job. He did a great job when a convicted child molester attacked him. He defended himself. When people chased him down, screaming and yelling, pointing guns, and they're going to kill him, he defended himself. And he went out to harm's way to do it when the disgusting politicians and the police stood down. When the police were riding around in armored vehicles, he was out there trying to put fires out. Because he had the instinct to do it, the spirit to do it. Final segment before Paul Joseph Watson from England takes over. I'm Alex Jones, Band.video, InfoWars.com, and NewsWars.com. Tomorrow's news today.
It's totally normal to be constipated with belly pain, straining, and bloating again and again.
No way.
You could have a chronic condition called irritable bowel syndrome with constipation, or IBS-C. Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess works differently than laxatives to help relieve belly pain and let you have more frequent and complete bowel movements. Individual results may vary. Do not give to children less than 6, and it should not be given to children 6 to less than 18. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. Talk to your doctor today. You may be able to save on Linzess and make fewer trips to the pharmacy. See if you're eligible to pay as little as $30 for 90 days. Visit Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS. Sponsored by AbbVie and Ironwood Pharmaceuticals.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
$5,000.
Ouch. And the IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
We've entered a time where sky truly is the limit and opportunity awaits. The internet has become a platform of everyone's worldwide communications. Billionaires building businesses on platforms that didn't even exist a generation ago. But in the sea of noise, how can the voice of your business be heard? The secret is over 100 years old. Radio, 228% more effective than TV. That's 228% more effective than television. Brick and mortar and cyber businesses alike have found radio to be the most effective for building a brand and delivering customers. Learn the secrets of radio advertising by calling 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Waging war on corruption. It's Alex Jones coming to you live from the front lines of the InfoWar.
So I was thinking about criminology over the weekend and about how Bill Gates gets off. He talks about we just shoot GMO right in the veins of the children. 700,000 are going to get sick and die, but it's good. You're going to do it. The lockdown's never going to end. I mean, he starts getting so excited, I can't even imitate it. He's like he's having an orgasm. And I thought, you know, I've seen serial killer interviews where they start talking about murdering people. They're totally calm, and they get excited like, yes, I didn't like my mother. I cut her head off. I really enjoyed it. You know, the co-ed girls, I'd see them. They were so pretty. I'd take them out to a nice spot, and then I just couldn't help it. I had to torture them and murder them. So I went and looked up a few serial killers and found some of those videos, but never even gave them to the crew. But then our archivist, a great guy we hired a few months ago, I guess 6 months ago, he already put together one and found other clips that I hadn't seen yet mixed with Bill Gates. That's coming up next segment, a little short segment, and Paul Watson's taking over. But it's crazy. I mean, you put him and the stuff he says next to psychopaths and the way they're behaving and what they're saying, and it's dead on. And talking about, well, we got to lower humans down to zero. Oh, we got to have death panels. Oh, they're not supposed to say that. I mean, it is creepazoid. So I love it. I mentioned this yesterday, and already, not just our archivist, it's showing up on YouTube. People are going, oh, yeah, editing men with psychopaths. So there's more than one way to skin a cat. So a lot of exciting things happening. But
It's you buying the products that lets me have the money to have an archivist who now is so good. I don't know how he does it. Got to meet him in D.C. He was there visiting. We were there a few weeks ago. I can say, I remember 10 years ago I said this. Like, the next day he's found it. My crew's great, but they can never do that. I don't know how this guy does it. I don't know what's going on. But it's crazy. And now there's like videos every day of just where I lay it all out. They're going to release a simulant bioweapon as the lockdown. And then once we go into the lockdown of control and once robots are taking over, within 5 to 10 years, they'll release a more powerful bioweapon saying... And then it's all happening in real time because I read all their documents, I study them, and then I know how they operate and what they'll do next because they operate very pathologically. Everybody gets into pathology. Everybody gets into doing the same thing over and over again, especially as you get older. But any law enforcement, any good profilers will tell you, criminals, psychos especially, but sociopaths as well, they get very neurotic about how they do everything. Very neurotic, very, a lot of times very fastidious, very obsessive. Like I saw the new movie Fat Man with Mel Gibson. He's good movie overall, very entertaining. But the psycho in that's very fastidious, very neurotic, very, very weird, and also likes to do things the same way over and over again. And so I've just learned what they're going to do. And so 95% of the show is research. The other 5% is, okay, this is what they're going to do next. And it's almost always dead on because these people are psychotic. And normal people are not like that. But psychos are so turned over to what they do, and they're high-functioning psychotics is what they're called. In fact, the worst psychotics have super IQs. And there's some genetic disorders where they have double chromosomes, double male chromosomes, double some of the other chromosomes dealing with aggression, masculinity. It doesn't even mean like you'd think some giant dude built like Hulk Hogan would have the psycho gene. No, no, no. That's not what they look like. They're actually usually very skinny. Very, very skinny is what some of the mutations will show. And a lot of times very tall as well. And it turns out that most of your really bad male serial killers are extremely tall. So a lot of it is genetic. And it's very, very sick, folks. Very, very sick. Now, when you look at Bill Gates, that is a literal super demon. A literal super killing machine. And he has the celebrations on TV, which with a psycho is what they love to do. Why so many psychos like send letters to the police, you'll never catch me, you'll never get me, or they'll even brag about it. It's why in Hollywood they tell you what they're going to do to you before they do it. And they just hate everyone, and it's like a kid pulling, you know, the legs off a frog or something, except they do it to people in mass. And, of course, a lot of times it's genetic. You know, his dad was clearly a genetic psychotic. Mark Zuckerberg is a genetic psychopath. And boy, when I call him a genetic psychopath, he obviously knows, you know, that you can look at him and see he's got the chromosome disorder. There was several of them, but he's definitely got the disorder. He got so pissed. He said the last straw was Jones calling me a genetic psychopath. Because, oh, by the way, you know who the protege, the aide-de-camp, the apprentice of Bill Gates is, right? I mean, you know it's Mark Zuckerberg. I mean, they're on record. They vacation together. They both wear pink sweaters. He's carrying out the operations of Bill Gates after Gates makes the jump into hyperspace. Like Bill Gates' dad. Bill Gates the third. I guess that makes Bill Gates the fourth or whatever. Just bad Bill. Paul Watson has a lot to cover. I only scratched the surface here of the big enchilada today. I didn't get to it, and I can't really do justice to this now with the time I have. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to shoot a special report right after I'm not live. I'm going to take a five-minute break and have a nice glass of water, and then I'm going to go and I'm going to shoot a whole report on this latest development. Where you saw a few months ago, they got the Canadian document about the next lockdowns coming, and then there'll be the strain too, and then we'll never unlock things until the communist takeover happens. People said, is this real? Yes. Where it leaked from is documented. The fact that it is a real document's real. But forget that. I just simply had my crew research the document, and of course, pieces of it are in all the other documents, which are public. So, yes, it's all premeditated. It's a takeover plan. Klaus Schwab has already said it. The Great Reset. But here it is. Here it is for all of you. And also, I'm going to get back when I have more time. into the hospitals being basically empty nationwide. So they have tiny COVID areas where they say, we've got three beds in a hospital of 200 beds. It's COVID. So when you get a fourth COVID patient, you go, we are overwhelmed by COVID. It's all statistical fraud management. That's all coming up. And I'm also going to get into, they're banning the term brown bag. Brown bags are racist. We've got a bunch of election news I didn't get to yet. But Paul Watson will knock it out of the park in a big way. But the globalists want to depopulate you. They want to teach you to not have a life force. They want to teach you to hate yourself so you'll roll over and let them rule everything. They want computers monitoring everything you do. That's the COVID rollout. It's now all official. And the good news is it's all out in the open now, so no need to eat around the edges here. People are really either going to get it or they're going to succumb and get hurt real, real bad. Yeah, go ahead and print me that article out of Canada, too, as well. Because the document even said what date they would announce, you know, the stage 4 and 5 lockdown, and they did. The document's real. You can reverse engineer the whole thing, but I just don't like people for months saying, is it real? David Icke has like a viral video with millions of views where he goes, I don't know if this is a real document, but they did it all on the exact dates it says. Yes, it's real. 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 And so we're going to go over all of that coming up separately. We have had major shortfalls this year. The audience has been 3, 4, 5 times what it normally is. InfoWars is having a mega effect, but they've shut the economy down, and people don't have as much money as they used to because they killed the Trump recovery. I get it. I need to be able to operate into next year. I know you want to keep us on air at this critical time. Plus, we've got great products you already need. I want to thank you for your support, but let me tell you, if you got allergies, seasonal distress, Pollen Block is incredible. It came back in yesterday. They're having really bad cedar fever right now. I have allergies. Austin's one of the worst places in the country. I chewed 2 of these this morning. Bingo. I stopped burning. Coughing went down like 80%. Amazing. It's from quail eggs, fed a special diet in France. It's proprietary. It's secret. They've got studies. They've got it all. Create some natural antihistamine without speeding you up. Maybe it did. I'm kind of sped up today. But the point is it's amazing. It's Pollen Block, sold out for 8 months because France has been totally shut down. We got a quarter of our order in, so it's a very small order. They say the rest is coming in a few months. They've asked, do you want your money back? I'm like, no, I want the product. I want the product. I want the product. I want the product. But it's back in stock also. Back in stock is our fluoride-free, aspartame-free, natural, activated, concentrated from Dr. Jones Naturals, naturally fluoride-free, activated charcoal concentrate toothpaste. It is powerful. Folks love it. It's got like 99% reviews at InfoWarsStore.com, and they're both 25% off. But this normally has no problem getting in. We haven't had this for 3 months or so, even though our order was in before it ran out, because the supply chain's breaking down. Because if one person in the warehouse gets it, they close the whole damn warehouse. But China's open for business. That's the economic sabotage. So, under Biden, I'm worried about an endless lockdown, even having the products to keep going. So get the products now while you still can. InfoWarsStore.com. I mean, I hope for the best, prepare for the worst. Also back in stock, Winter Sun, vitamin D3, highest quality under the tongue for your immune system. Everybody needs it. It's 50% off, and we're all going to sell out at the current sales rate in just about 2 weeks. So it's going to go back to full price when we're down to just a couple thousand bottles. Winter Sun, InfoWarsStore.com, 97% reviews. It's amazing. It's $19.95. All right, I'm going to play the Bill Gates psycho video that Paul Watson takes over.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.